Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baxas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland juggles the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Shaw moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Shaw moves to third. Landis moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McEnany, who is chasing the ball. Fitzgerald reaches third base with a triple. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shaw bunts towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. McEnany moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McEnany scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman fires to first and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Held, who tags Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Landis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Francona goes all the way around to score. Colavito moves all the way to home. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. Landis reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klusowski is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baxas fields it and throws to Power, who tags Klusowski for the out. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fitzgerald moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. Power moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-2 in the game. Baxas takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Baxas moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Bobby Locke now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith bunts towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baxas hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.